And this verb, you say you get on a horse and you begin to
ride.
All right, you got on it and you
rode.
All right, you've done it a lot. You
have ridden.
Okay. And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell.
Oh.
All right. Say, if a little boy wakes up in the morning on the floor, he might say, well, during the night I must have
fallen off the bed.
Okay. And these things, get back to horses, these things that you put on a horse's feet for protection, you call
hoofs. Shoes.
All right, I needed both of them anyway. You said hoofs, just one would be a
hoof.
All right. Now those shoes, did you ever play a game with those?
Horseshoes, yeah, pitching horseshoes.
Pitching horseshoes, all right. In this part of the country, did people ever raise any sheep?
Mm-hmm. Not too many, right. But some.
Okay. What did they raise them for?
For the wool, I guess, or probably to eat, I don't know. We have two or three people around the county that raise sheep.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I used to. I don't think there's any now.
Do you happen to know what you call the male sheep?
Well, it's not the buck, is it?
Could be. I've heard that. You say that instead of ram, maybe?
A ram, that's right. Ram.
All right. What about female?
I'm up now. I don't know.
All right. I've heard it called you, yo.
You is correct.
Okay. All right. Now, talking about your hogs, what would you call the male?
Bowworm.
All righty. Now, if a farmer didn't want his young male hog to grow up to be a boar, he'd say he did what to him?
Castrate him.
All right. Now, would you have a name for him after that's done to him?
I don't know.
Okay. I've heard some people call him a barra or a barra. B-A-R-R-A.
I've never heard that. I don't know.
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you say it if it's spelled B-A-R-R-O-W? If you were just reading it.
Barra.
Barra. Okay. And with the female heart.
Sow. All
right. What would you call a little one?
Pig.
Is there one a little bit bigger than a pig?
Shoat.
Okay. Do you have a name for an unbred female hog?
There is. It's Billy.
Yeah. Okay, do you know the word gilt?
Yeah, sure. That's right.
I call her
gilt.
All right. And these stiff hairs on the hog's back, you call them?
Bristles.
All right. Have you ever seen a hog that had these old long...
Tusk?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, one got after me in Florida one time.
Is that right?
Sir. Like to cut me too. My daughter was little bitty. We were on the beach, and these wild hogs got after us.
Hmm. Wild hogs on the beach?
Yes, there is. There still is.
Well, where were you?
Out on Neptune Beach.
Whereabouts is that?
Down below Jacksonville. Between Vero Beach and Jacksonville Beach.
If I ever go there, I'll watch my
you
step.
Sure there. They're sure there.
Okay. Yeah. You ever heard a wild hog called by any other
name? Wild boar.
Wild boar. Yeah. What about razorback?
Bella.
Well, razorbacks not necessarily wild, are they?
I know. It means different things to different people.
Mm-hmm. Razorbacks of Arkansas, I think, are just their hogs.
Sure. Okay.
It's a breed, I believe. It's a razorback. I'm not sure.
All right. Now, the wooden thing that you pour feed in for the hog.
Croft.
All right. And if you have several, you'd say you have a lot of...
Croves.
All right. Talk about the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Ball.
Okay. What about a cow if it's hungry or wants to be milked?
Bellows.
Okay, and a horse?
Brays.
All right. You know that kind of gentle noise that a horse makes? I don't know if
you're talking about snorting, are you?
Snorting, or do you ever hear the word whinny or nipper?
Yeah, whinny. Mm-hmm. Sure have.
All right.
That's when they kind of call.
Do you have a general name for feathered animals like ducks?
Fowl.
Fowl, okay. Now what about animals like mules and cows and horses?